Our councils are merging into super councils next year, as you know. Now, deciding on a name for these mergers has been a bit of a tricky business across Northern Ireland. But this week, one council has agreed on a name. North Down and Ards District Council was the shadow name. But now it'll be known as the East Coast Borough Council. What do you think of that? Is this a snappy name or is it an attempt to sound new and trendy? We kind of wondered with this new name, East Coast Borough Council, how will some of the posh people in North Down actually pronounce this little new name?
East Coast, rolling with my homies, brah, brah. What are you looking at, sucker? Do you want some? Come get it. Brah, brah.
That sounds like a story on your behalf on the BBC. The DUP councillor for Bangor West, Alderman Alan Graham, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to East Coast Borough Council. Where do you think you are? California?
Well, I'm afraid, Stephen, I couldn't pronounce that as posh as you can. But no, this is going to be the East Coast to live in and to work in and to set up business in.
And who came up with the name, Alan?
Well, without getting into too convoluted an explanation, Stephen, there were a whole raft of names put before councillors. There was a couple of workshops held. There were risky names. There were safe names. And at the end of the day, it became a debate between new names and traditional names. And we put six names to the council. Three were traditional, three were new, and we came up with a short list then of two. One was East Coast, the other was North Down and Ards. And then those final two names were put to a vote.
North Down and Ards was
on the final on the final two.
Well, that was innovative.
Well, some people thought it wasn't, and also we had East Coast, which was innovative. And after the vote, East Coast came out on top.
And are you seriously trying to go for a kind of a surfer type American feel to all of this? You know, welcome to the East Coast. I can imagine that being said.
I'm sure that will be said, but first of all, I'd have to make it clear that I did not vote for the East Coast as my first choice.
Why not?
Well, going back to the original debate, I preferred the traditional geographical location, showing exactly where you were. But, my second choice, I suppose, at one stage was East Coast. In fact, my first choice at one stage was East Coast. But I do believe we have a brand that can be marketed across Northern Ireland, across Ireland and United Kingdom.
I get Lorne's on the East Coast.
Sorry?
Lorne's on the East Coast.
Lorne's on the East Coast, but what we are doing, I suppose, we are sort of taking ownership.
You could join up with your partners in Lorne.
We could. Now, don't be saying nasty about people in Lorne, for my daughter lives in Lorne now. This brand will be developed, and it's a brand new brand. It's getting away from the original names. Some people like it, some people don't. But...
Oh, we've just lost Alderman Alan Graham there. In other words, Gareth took him off. Here's Brian in Bangor. Good morning to you, Brian.
Very luck, maybe somebody's kidnapped him. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life. As you've even said yourself, Lorne's in the East Coast. No, Dublin's in the East Coast. Arklow's in the East Coast.
Leave them alone now. They've come up with a name, support it and back it, seriously.
What's wrong with ours? Bangor and ours.
So what's your objection to East Coast?
Not accurate. There's a whole coast of Ireland, East Coast of Ireland. No, it doesn't say East Coast of what. And also, I heard even worse, apparently they're taking some Colin Bannis off the crest. And like, he was a Unifan thing here, because he was pre-Reformation, so he was not a broader Catholic. You know, and I've taken him off. Like, we've got some Colin Bannis School here, and we've got some Colin Bannis Church of Ireland.
Well, you're disappointed in the name, Alan. I'm sure lots of people will support it. And thank you, Alan and Alan Graham, for coming on this morning. Alderman Alan Graham.